天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那最近呢，小环我有些感冒，嗓子可能会有些不适应，希望大家见谅。那也希望收音机前的听众朋友们呢，可以好好的照顾身体，因为身体毕竟是我们革命的本钱。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们继续来学习灵命成长的第四个步骤，就是去爱周围的人。的确，在这个缺乏信任与关爱的时代，我们实在很难去爱那些不可爱甚至伤害过我们的人。可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神对我们的教导又有哪些不同呢？那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Welcome listening friends，
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听。
We are glad you tune in to this series of messages。
我们很高兴你能够收听这系列的信息。
We are going to look at the fourth step in growing up。
今天我们要看灵命成长的第四个步骤。
In today's broadcast on the Epistle of James, he tells us that as believers in Jesus Christ, we are to love the unlovable。
在今天这个学习雅各书的节目里，雅各告诉我们，作为耶稣基督的信徒，我们要去爱那不可爱的人。
I can already hear some of you saying, but this is very hard.
我几乎可以听到有些朋友说，这未免太难了吧。
And I agree with you.
我也是这么想的。
But you see, we are not only to love those who love us back.
但你要明白，我们不仅要爱那些回应我们爱的人。
We are not only to love those from whom we gain benefits.
我们不仅要爱那些使我们得到好处的人。
We are not only to love those whom we are expected to love and want to love.
我们不仅要爱那些我们应该也是我们愿意去爱的人。
But if you are a growing Christian, you must learn to love the unlovable.
但如果你是成长的基督徒，你必须学习爱那不可爱的人。
Loving the unlovable, of course, does not come naturally.
当然，人并非是与生俱来就懂得爱那不可爱的。
It is a learned response.
需要经过学习。
Let us review the previous three steps for growing up.
现在让我们先温习一下灵命成长的前三个步骤。
First,
第一,
those who are responding to tests in patience and quiet trust.
在试验中忍耐并平静地信靠神。
Second,
第二,
those who are resisting and saying no to temptation.
拒绝向试探屈服。
Three,
第三,
those who are reading and obeying the word of God.
阅读并遵行神的话。
And the outgrowth of all these previous steps is learning to love even those who are tough to love.
经过这三个步骤的成长，就能学习去爱那不可爱的人。
During the time of Jesus' earthly life, Jewish people craved recognition and honor.
当耶稣在世的那个时代，犹太人都渴望获得认同和尊重。
They vied with one another for praise.
他们争相博取称赞。
And that is why Jesus denounced that kind of lifestyle of the Pharisees in Matthew 23.
所以耶稣在马太福音23章那里斥责法利赛人的这种生活心态。
But we still have this problem with us today.
但今天我们仍然有这个毛病。
Ladder climbers are not only in political life, but also in the church.
不但在政治界，就是在教会里，人们也在争地位。
Many of the believers James wrote in chapter 3, verse 1, were trying to seize spiritual offices.
第三章第一节那里，雅各说，有很多信徒想要争取属灵事物的职位。
They wanted prominence and control, and if things did not work their way, or if they did not get what they wanted, they looked for another place.
他们既想出名，又想抓权，若不能争到心中所想要的， 他们会另外想办法达到目的。
James is telling believers that we must not feed these persons' egos.
雅各告诉信徒说，我们不应该助长这些人的自我野心。
We must not let those who want to be movers and shakers in the church get away with it.
我们不能容许这些想要在教会中独揽大权的人随心所欲。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because beside it being spiritual disease, we must not be accommodating to those who want the attention and the focus on themselves.
因为这本来就是在信仰上病态的现象，因此我们不应该纵容他们，让众人的眼光都集中在他们身上。
In the Church of Jesus Christ, only Jesus must get the prominence.
在耶稣基督的教会里，唯有耶稣的名应该被高举。
In the church, only Jesus must be in control.
在教会里，唯独耶稣能掌权。
In the church, only Jesus must be the focus.
在教会里，唯独耶稣是一切的中心。
And Jesus was no respecter of persons.
耶稣不是趋炎附势的人。
Even his enemies in Matthew 22:16 said of him, "You are not swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are."
甚至他的敌人在马太福音22:16那里也这么说他，什么人你都不寻情面，因为你不看人的外貌。
Our Lord would not let those who wanted to control and orchestrate the scene get away with it.
我们的主不会容让那些喜欢抓权、操控大局的人随意横行。
Please understand what I'm trying to tell you.
请理解我所说的话。
These people were used to getting their way.
那些人惯于为所欲为。
When they spoke, even the church hierarchy listened.
当他们一开口，教会的领导都要对他们言听计从。
But this took place because the church hierarchy was not listening to God.
之所以会这样，是因为教会的领导不听从神。
For if they were, they would have recognized the Messiah.
如果他们听从神，他们就会认得出谁是弥赛亚。
Because Jesus was not respecter of persons, we too must not show partiality.
既然耶稣以公平待人，我们也不应该歧视任何人。
We too must not be swept off our feet by those who want to draw attention to themselves.
我们也不应该对那些想要获得别人注目的人大惊小怪。
Please turn to James chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
请翻到雅各书第二章一到二节。
He was saying that if you are holding on to the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ,
他在这里的意思是，如果你坚持信靠耶稣基督，
if you are truly fellowshipping with God,
如果你真实的与神同行，
then you are not going to show partiality to those who are in love with their station in life.
那么你就不会对那些喜爱特殊地位的人另眼相看，
or in love with their brilliant ideas.
或是那些对自己的高见感到自鸣得意的人，
or their superior intellect,
或者自以为很有学识的人，
or their preconceived notions,
或自以为有先见之明的人，
or their controlling and attention-getting efforts,
或者那些有操控欲和好引人注目的人。
We cannot be true to our faith in the Lord of glory if we are showing partiality or being pushed around by such people.
要是我们偏袒他们或甘愿受他们操控，我们在荣耀的主面前就失去了忠诚。
James' exhortation for us is this.
雅各这样劝诫我们。
Don't say that you are truly a follower of Jesus Christ if you get intimidated by self-promoters.
要是你被那些自命不凡的人威吓，那你就不是耶稣基督真实的跟随者。
Instead, remember Proverbs 22:2.
但要记得箴言22:2的话，
That the powerful and the weak both have common denominator, the Lord is the maker of them all.
富户穷人在世相遇，都为耶和华所造。
According to James, if we love with partiality, we are divided in our minds.
照雅各所说，如我们带着有色眼光去爱人，我们就是偏心待人。
Verse 4 of chapter 2.
第二章第四节说，
Are you not divided in your mind and have become judges with evil thoughts?
这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
Remember, he told us in 1:8 that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
记得他在一章八节那里告诉我们，心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Showing partiality indicates that we are living by our old nature rather than by the new nature that we've received from Christ.
以偏心待人是照着老我肉体的方式来生活，而不是从基督那里领受新生命。
Showing partiality indicates that we are not thinking with the mind of Jesus, but rather becoming spiritual schizophrenic.
当我们偏心待人时，就是没有以耶稣基督的心为心，反而成为心里的精神分裂的人。
One of the greatest challenges to parenting is to act impartially among your children and show no favoritism.
身为父母最大的挑战之一就是对所有的子女一视同仁，没有偏爱。
You probably have heard the saying that says, the wheel that squeaks the loudest get the grease.
你也许听过这样的俗语，最吵的齿轮才给它上油。
It shouldn't work this way among believers.
但在基督徒中间不应该如此。
It takes a godly resolve for parents to show no partiality to one or more of their children.
专心敬畏神的父母不会偏爱任何一个孩子。
Now, if you're a normal parent with normal children who are close in age, you are bound to have heard from them, you love him more than you love me.
如果你是正常的父母，有几个年龄相近正常的孩子，你一定听他们说过，你比较爱他，不爱我。
In their way of thinking, your children are saying to you, you are playing favorites.
在孩子的脑海里，他们认为你偏心。
As parents, we must fight against the tendency to be partial.
身为父母，我们必须抗拒偏心的意图。
Let me tell you a story about a father who loved his children impartially.
让我讲个故事给你听，有一个公平爱孩子的父亲。
One day, this father's son was diagnosed as terminally ill.
有一天，他的儿子被诊断得了绝症。
Shocked at the news, the father had to face the breaking of the news to his boy.
他听到消息十分震惊，但又必须把这消息告诉他的儿子。
The father knew that his son had accepted Christ as his savior.
父亲知道孩子已经接受耶稣基督为他的救主了。
So he was certain that death would usher him into glory.
所以他肯定孩子死了一定会进入荣耀的天堂。
But nonetheless, the father was torn.
然而父亲还是心碎了。
How could he tell his young son in the bloom of youth that he soon will die?
父亲如何告诉年幼的儿子他那青春待发的生命即将面临死亡呢？
After earnestly seeking the leadership of the Holy Spirit, he went with heavy heart to his son's bedside.
他迫切祈求圣灵的指引，然后带着沉重的心来到儿子的床边。
First, he read a passage from the scripture.
他先读了一段圣经。
Then he had a time of prayer with his precious son.
又和心爱的儿子一起祷告。
Then he gently told him that the doctors could promise him only a few more days to live.
然后他温柔地告诉孩子，医生说他只能再活几天。
And then the broken-hearted father asked his son,
这个心碎的父亲接着问儿子说,
Are you afraid to meet Jesus, my boy?
孩子,你害怕见到主耶稣吗?
Blinking away a few tears, the little boy said bravely, No, not if he is like you, Dad.
小男孩强忍着泪水,勇敢地说,不怕,爸爸,只要耶稣像你一样,我就不怕。
What a thrill for a father to hear these words.
对父亲来说，听到这样的回答是多么欣慰啊。
It meant that his son had seen Christ in him.
也就是说，儿子在他身上看见了基督。
Indeed, this is what James is saying. If we are to reflect Christ in our lives, we love unconditionally.
不错，这正是雅各在这里所说的。如果我们要在生活里反映出基督的生命，就要无条件的去爱。
We will not show favoritism.
我们不会有所偏袒。
We will not be intimidated to give into pressure and manipulation.
我们不会因受恐吓而屈服在强权的压力和操控之下。
One of the greatest disciplines in the Christian life is showing unconditional love.
无条件的爱是基督徒生命中最重要的修养之一。
Why?
为什么呢?
James tells us in verse 6 that because when you give in to the powerful and the demanding and the self-asserting, you are insulting the quiet and the unassuming, the gentle and the uncomplaining person.
雅各在第六节那里告诉我们，当你屈从于强权之下，也就是你对弱势族群的歧视和侮辱。
Indeed, we must love all people the same.
真的，我们必须一视同仁地爱所有的人。
Verse 8 of chapter 2 is saying this.
第二章第八节说，
If you are carrying out the demands of the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
经上记着说，要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。
The question for Christians is, who do I desire to please?
基督徒应该问的问题是，我要取悦谁呢？
The one who demands my attention and demands my time and demands to be heard?
是那些要求我付出精神、付出时间，并对他们言听计从的人呢？
No.
当然不是。
If I show no favoritism, then I will love everyone equally.
如果我能做到不偏袒、不歧视，就能平等地爱每一个人。
If I want to be like Christ, then I will love everyone equally.
如果我愿意效法基督，我就会平等地爱每一个人。
Although Jesus spent more time with the 12 than with the 120,
虽然耶稣跟十二个门徒相处的时间比那一百二十个跟随他的人更多。
And more time with the 3 than the 12.
而他跟其中那三位相处的时间又比十二个门徒多。
And more time with John than the 3.
而他跟约翰相处的时间又比那三位更多。
Nonetheless, his love was equally divided among them all.
但他对每一个人的爱都是平等的。
At the foot of the cross, the ground was leveled.
在十字架下，每个人的地位都是平等的。
And that is why in verse 8, this law of love is called the royal law.
因此第八节所说有关爱的定律被称为是至尊的律法。
Why is it called the royal law?
为什么称为至尊的律法呢?
Because it was given by the king.
因为是天地的主宰所颁布的律法。
In Deuteronomy, God the Father gave it in the law.
在申命记中说明是父神颁布的律法。
In John 13, God the Son reaffirmed it to his disciples.
在约翰福音十三章那里说，神的儿子向他的门徒再度肯定了这条律法。
In Romans 5:5, God the Holy Spirit enables us to practice it.
在罗马书五章五节那里说，圣灵让我们有能力实践出来。
The second reason it is called the royal law is because it rules over all other laws.
它被称为至尊的律法的第二个理由，因为这条律法凌驾于其他律法之上。
But the main reason why this is called the royal law is because obeying it makes you a king.
然而，它被称为至尊的律法的最主要的原因就在于，当你遵行它时，就使你有王者之尊。
Think about this.
你想想看。
Hatred makes you a slave.
仇恨使你沦为奴隶。
You are the slave of the person you hate.
使你成为你所恨的人的奴隶。
You are a slave of the person who dominates your thinking.
你成为霸占你心思的人的奴隶。
You may ask why.
你也许会问，为什么会这样呢？
Well, who consumes your nervous energy?
好，请问是谁使你的精神状态紧张，消耗你的精力呢？
The one you hate.
是你所恨的人。
Who dominates your emotional energy?
谁掌控了你的情绪呢?
The person who is the object of your hate.
就是你怨恨的人。
So when you hate, you are a slave.
所以当你恨一个人时,你就成为了他的奴隶。
But love sets you free.
但爱却能释放你,使你自由。
Love enables you to reign like a king.
爱使你如国王般统帅一切。
By the same token, showing partiality and succumbing to this group or that individual leads to disobedience of all God's laws.
同样的，当你带着歧视和偏见的眼光看待人时，就会导致你违背神所有的律法。
If you are respecting of persons,
如果你趋炎附势，
it could make you lie.
那就会导致你说谎。
It could lead you into idolatry.
导致你崇拜偶像。
Because once you act on the basis of respecting persons, you are heading for trouble.
因为一旦你去巴结、谄媚某些人，你就会惹上很多麻烦。
And James said, if I disobey one law, I'm capable of disobeying all of the laws.
雅各说，你违背了一条诫命，就可能违背其他的诫命。
Some of you may say, well, wait a minute. I am married to a terrible person. How can I love him or her?
有人可能会说，慢着，我的配偶是个很糟糕的人，我怎么能爱他呢？
According to Romans 5, if you call upon the power of God, the Holy Spirit, God will love him or love her through you.
根据罗马书第五章的教导，你向神呼求，圣灵就会通过你，以神的爱来爱对方。
Someone may be saying, my neighbor is driving me crazy. How can I love him? How can I love her?
有些人可能会说，我的邻居惹到我快发神经，我怎能爱他呢？
God the Holy Spirit can fit you like a glove, and he will love him or her through you.
圣灵会充满你，使你吻合神的性情，这样神就能通过你来爱邻舍。
Some of you might be saying, wait a minute, you don't understand. I have the meanest boss. How can I love him or her?
有人会说，你根本不理解，我的老板有多刻薄，我怎么能爱他呢？
God the Holy Spirit can fit your heart, your spirit, your mind, and your emotions like a glove and love him through you.
圣灵会锻炼你的身心灵，充满你，改变你，这样神就能通过你去爱他。
Listening friends, please hear what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
Christian love does not mean that I must like the person or agree with him on everything.
基督徒的爱未必要你喜欢这个人或同意他的言行思想。
I may not like his vocabulary or his habits.
我可以不喜欢他所说的话或他的习惯。
I may not want him to be my close and intimate friend.
他可能不是我知心的朋友。
But as Christians, love means treating others the way God treats us.
但身为基督徒，爱就是照着神的方式对待人。
How did God treat us?
神如何对待我们呢？
The scripture said, when we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us.
圣经说，当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死。
Love is not an act of the emotions or manufactured feelings or false smiles.
爱不是一种情绪上的表达或虚情假意。
No.
不是。
Love is an act of the will.
爱是心甘情愿的行动。
My motive is to glorify God.
为了要荣耀神。
And when I love the unlovable, I bring glory to God.
当我爱那些不可爱的，神就得到了荣耀。
And that is why love is the fruit of the Spirit.
所以爱是圣灵所结的果子。
As I act in love toward another, I may find myself drawn more and more to that person.
当我以实际的行动去爱一个人时，就会逐渐地被他吸引。
And may I see in him, through the power of Christ, qualities that I could not see before.
因为通过基督所赐的能力，我就能发现在这个人身上具备着我本来觉察不到的品质。
Why is love an act of the will?
为什么爱是心甘情愿的行动呢？
Because as it says in verse 13, our deeds will be judged.
因为十三节那里说，我们的行为将受到审判。
It is true there is no condemnation upon those who are in Christ Jesus, but our sins affect our character.
虽然相信耶稣基督的人不会被定罪，这是事实，但我们所犯的罪会影响我们的个性。
We cannot sin lightly and serve faithfully.
我们不可能轻易的犯罪，却又能忠心侍奉神。
God forgives our sins when we confess, but God does not change the consequences of sin.
当我们认罪时，神会赦免我们，但神不会改变罪的后果。
Again, in verse 13, James even goes further to say that our attitudes will also be judged, not just our deeds.
同样的，在十三节里，雅各进一步的告诉我们，神不但审判我们的行为，也审判我们内心的态度。
Therefore, let us understand God's law of liberty.
那么我们怎样理解神使人自由的律法呢？
What does that mean?
有什么意义呢？
That we liberally and freely have license to sin?
是否容许我们随心所欲的犯罪呢？
No.
不是。
The law of liberty in verse 12 is the freedom that the Lord gives us in order to liberate us from the slavery of sin.
在十二节那里说，使人自由的律法就是主所赐不被罪恶奴役的自由。
That we are no longer under the authority of sin.
我们不再受罪恶的辖制。
That we are not enslaved to sin.
我们不再是罪的奴隶。
God's word can change our hearts if we submit to it.
当我们肯顺服时，神的道就能改变我们的心。
God's word can give us the desire to do God's will.
神的道使我们愿意遵行神的心意。
Thus we obey from inward impulse and not from outward constraint.
因此我们能发自内心甘愿顺服神，而不是外在勉强的行动。
One of the tests of the reality of our faith is how we treat people.
信心是否能落实，就看我们如何对待人，这是一种很好的考验。
Can we pass the test?
我们能不能通过考验呢？
Well, do this.
那就这么做吧。
Do something kind to someone you hate.
向你所恨恶的人表示善意。
Then do it again.
一而再。
Then again.
再而三。
And before long, you will have love for that person.
不久之后，你对他就会产生爱。
I hope you write to us and tell us the result.
我盼望你能写信告诉我们你这么做有什么结果。
And I'll be praying for you that you will be successful.
我也会为你祷告，祝你成功。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目里再会。
是啊，如果我们要在生活里反映出基督的生命，那就要无条件的去爱，并且一视同仁。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这一点的确非常难做到。那就让我们来祷告，来祈求神的怜悯与慈爱时时刻刻的充满我们，让我们可以自由的去爱别人，并且能够学习到说什么才是真正基督的爱。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里。愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
可是却亏欠你那么多，主你却用你温柔双手抬起我低头，轻轻对我说，你恩典够我用。我高举双手生命，只愿爱你更多。